Jesus says that he's Matrimon, because it's no meat altogether, it's just a trick. He had to resort to a trick, a device. So it's no meat altogether. So, the Ribach and Mordechai does not agree with the Reform of Bomitzie, with Ribach and Meir. But, so, we see that according to Ribach and Mordechai, so even in the case of Marzi, it's Miguel Haiti. And the reason is why Rabbi Yitzchak says he's not Nemon is because Miguel Haiti loyal Nemon. And Rabbi says that he's Nemon, so obviously, Rabbi holds Miguel Haiti Amrino. So we don't have to say that Rabbi holds even Miguel Haiti Amrino. We only have to say that Rabbi holds that Miguel the boy is Shossi, Le Haiti Loyamino. Miguel the boy, the Rabbi holds that Miguel the boy is Shossi, even Le Haiti Amrino. And Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Miguel Haiti Loyamino, even in Miguel the boy is Shossi. But Miguel the boy is Toy, so even Rabbi could agree that Loyamino, we don't have to say it, I mean. It's not Mifurash in Taysa. But we have no hechach from the Ribach Reb Mordechai that according to Ribach Reb Mordechai, so the Rabbi holds Miguel Haitzamer. Because the Bishalevi says that according to this thesis, the Ribach Reb Mordechai says, so there is a machlokes in the Gemara as to whether Miguel Haitzamer or Miguel Haitzamer. There is no hechach for that. It could be. But there is no hechach. Seeing status in Bavmitzie distinguishes between Miguel the Boy Yishotik Haitzamer. And Miguel the Boy Toy Lahiti, that Miguel the Boy Toy Lahiti, everybody agrees, Loy Amrinon. And Miguel the Boy Yishoti Lahiti, everybody agrees, Amrinon. So perhaps all that the Ribach Reb Mordechai says is that Rabbi holds Miguel the Boy Yishoti Lahiti Amrinon. But Miguel the Boy Toy Lahiti Loy Amrinon. There is no hechach that according to Ribach Reb Mordechai, so Rabbi holds that even Miguel the Boy Toy Lahiti Amrinon. At that point, I mean, I don't, so there is no riot, I mean, to what the Bishalevi says. All right, anyway, then he says, they near the with the Miforish time, Hoche Behedye, Mash with love, Mishimoche, we near the so then the question is, so why does Rabbi say that he's not Lemon with the Migge, after all, he has a good Migge? We near the time, the Rabbi says, the Amrino Migge Hoche, Chibn the Leslie Hoche Migge. Elohim can shake a thrill. She would frackly shake a thrill. We lay him out the hostel. So this is the first terrace of the Re is like the revolving Bob of Messiah. In other words, why does Rabbi Yosef say that this meeting is ineffective? It's no me altogether. Because he had to resort to a trick and a device of fooling people. So maybe that's not me. That's not me. So, iname, mishum hochele amrinon hoche nige, mishum hochele amrinon hoche nige, mishum ba'ave cheza vite, vimikore toan vo shtore, ba'ato cheza beyumei lechat vibalnu, elo shtore ma'ali agri. It's more different here. Because his first time was that this is a good start. Now his time is no, this is a fourth start. But I had a good start. So it's cheza vite. So that's why he's not there. That's why he's not there. All right, now. Then, let's see the next statement. The Hilchot HaKavod of the Rabbi Ba'aretz, Rabbi Shmuel Pirech, the Mstapka Lekiman Hilchot, the Tzorach Litzchay Kulitvorish, the Chalek, the Tzreket Yisrei Yisrei, the Tzreket Yudin. The Hode Leroit Medechet Katmore Kamek, Moed Nichtet Ba'ashake, the Amrinon, Eike Trelu Ba'atrei, the Eike Nichtet Ba'atrei Ba'ashake, Hosom Ha'atrei Yisrei, Kiman Lishnayedon, ואת נערי וחזקת מורה קאמן, אבל אוכל אבין מספקולון, ומכימן, הוצום לשייך, כולה היי למימה, איך מהחזקת מורה קאמן, ומי צמיר אמור. ודרך, שרד לא יצא, so the רשבם שיטה יש, that by sake of the dinner, so we say, איך ממומנה בחזקת מורה, and let's say, איך מהערה בחזקת, that one, איך מהערה בחזקת, במוקים בטייפ, not בחזקת מורה קאמן. But in case of Trey Utrey, the morning Shuvah says, Morah says that the Karke has to go back to the Morakam. To Morakam. So why is it that in case of Trey Utrey, where it is Sophic, so we say the Chesed Morakam, in case of a Tzveik and Edine, so So then we say Aleichem taking Hekel. So apparently there's a distinction between the Sofik in Mitzies and the Sofik in Din. Because there is Aloche Hamitzin Chavir Olaraya. And there is a Din of Hamitzin Chavir Olaraya even when it's not the Tera Pil. As in the case of Sofik Eir. So there, according to all the Shein, except the Rambam, so the Maskon of the Gemorim is the Sofik Eir. So it's the Tera Pil. So what do we see? That when the Sofik Din of Murzik applies, so it's not, so the Pshat is not Hamitzin Chavir Olaraya. That seems it's a Sofik to Bez. Whether this vat belongs to the Keir or it belongs to the Yisrael, so Melelein, who has actual possession of it? The Yisrael. So Bezden lets the status quo be maintained. Because Bezden cannot do anything. How can Bezden be made the vat from the Yisrael and give it away to the Keir? Because possibly it is a Tchol. Maybe it's not a Tchol. Because if that had been the whole reason for Hamayit Mechavir Ovaray, the Sofik Din of Murzek, but if the Kehen, so too, Bezden cannot be Meitzi, as long as the Vlad is in the possession of the Yisrael. For the moment the Kehen takes the initiative, and he grabs it from the Yisrael, so now, according to the status quo, so the Vlad is in the possession of the Kehen. So Bezden again should be Misalik itself, and let the status quo remain. Since the Maskone of the Gemara is, stopped the Kehen in the Yodei, so we see that Hamit Mechavir Olaraya, the Sofik Din of Hamit Mechavir Olaraya, is not based upon the fact, since it is Sofik, so Bezden has to keep a loop. That's actually the Shaila in the Gemara. Whether Tokfe Kehen is in the Yodei or Tokfe Kehen is in the Yodei. If we say Tokfe Kehen is in the Yodei, so the whole, the essence, of Amitzvah, of the Sofik Din of Amitzvah Havel Varayi is that if it is Sofik, so Bezden has to keep a loop. Bezden cannot do anything. But if the other Baldin takes the initiative, so again Bezden has to maintain the status quo. But if we say the Tokfikeyan is Mitzinis in your day, then the Halacha of Amitzvah Havel Varayi is a Din. In other words, that where it is Sofik, whether Reuven should have ownership of the chesed of the moment, or Shimon should have ownership, so, and if at the time when the Sofik is created, takes effect, so then, let's say, Reuven is in possession of it, then Reuven acquires ownership of Pedim B'Teres Vada. As long as for us, it is a Sofik, so the one who had possession, at the time the Sofik is Neilat, so he acquires ownership of Teres Vaday. Even if Ishmael is Galye, that he is not entitled to have ownership. Now, and the Kuntras HaTzvikes says so. Now let's say there is a Sofik Tcheres. Now this, the behemoth had a miscarriage before, but we don't know whether that was a real miscarriage or a Vlad Epilo or a Vlad Epilo. Now it gives birth to a Vlad. So it is Sofik Tcheres. So we passed that Tophikeyan is only TNA in the other. Is the TNA in the other. Tophikeyan is the TNA in the other. Now, suppose the Israel who has that vlad will give it to an Isho, the Italian Isho with that vlad. Will the Isho be Vada Ishishish or the Isho will be Sophik Ishish? So the Kuntras HaTzvikes said, since we passed in Maskone and Gemore, according to all the Shane, except the Rambam, is the Tokfik Eir in Mitzilis in Yodei. That means that Amit Mechavir Olaraya establishes ownership in the Murzek B'Teres Vaday. As long as to us it is a Sofik. So he is a Vaday owner. Even if Rav Ishmael is Gal, that the Kehen was entitled to have the ownership of it. Because the first miscarriage was a Ruach Epil. But since we don't know, so if Rav Ishmael is Galia, that the first miscarriage was Ruach Epilo, so the Yisroel is still the owner. And if it's Mekadesh and Isho, so she is in Kadeshet B'Teres Vaday. So that means that's the Din of Mur. That's the Din of Mur. So when can we apply the Din of Murzek when there is a Sofik in Tzir? So then there is a Aloha of Murzek. But when there is a Sofik in Tzir, then Person can attack. Person doesn't know anything. Person can attack. There's no right to act. Some may lay, but no person knows the thing. The Gemara says, if the Gemara has a second opinion, so no person knows the thing. So person has to keep aloof. Some may lay, too, insofar as the din muzek is concerned. So if we were to inquire, who has the din muzek? The marzik, who doesn't have din muzek, chazoke, or the morekam? So then the Rashbam would agree with the river of Moshe that who is the muzek? Not the one who happens to be upon the premises, but the morekam. By karke, since the marzik has no tfise, imitautalin, where there is a meaning of tfise, so then the tofus has a din muzek, as again the morekam. Mashenkin by karke was tfise is machaya, so the morekame has a din muzek, But since it is vegan edine, so mimele, cannot have to keep a loop. So that's why here we do not apply the aloche of hamitzim chaver l'varaye, because the din of hamitzim chaver l'varaye, the suffix din of hamitzim chaver l'varaye, we can only apply in the case of sveikin in tzias, not where there is a suffix indeed. So there we have to say, momeine heicha dikoye teicha. But teicha says, deicha, vei deilcha say, mashmad legam repetik rabbi, loy misofik, afilovat, kirab yeise, bilevet, lovat, ונראה לי, תהיינה תהיינה, דיוך את הברה את הרבה, הוא חבי את הביזודה, משום דאמרי לו, מי גלו איתמו מבינה, ואיש לא מאיתמה, ערה בחס כסמורה לתהיינה. So what does Davi say? Davi says that the reason is why Gemore passes like Rabe is because not that the Gemore has a suffix, but the Gemore is Machria. Whether this nigga is a nigga, so lehitzi this nigga is a nigga, and leharzi this nigga is a nigga, but lehitzi this nigga is not enough. So anyway, in the case of are, so it's leharzi. In the case of are, and in the case of zuze, so it's lehitzi. All right. Now these are the terutzim of that gemara. Now, so Tesis, so the Rivom Steretz here in Gomertzir is, that the reason is why the one who said Chetishali is not memory the Migel of Kulashali is because Migel Heitzi Lo Yamri. Now, the Mukiyeseis mentions other terutzim. There are three terutzim in the case. Three terutzim. ויתנאי תל רביעי אבל אמרינו לשקול חצי בשבועי מיגל בוי עם הכל שלי בוי עני תל חצי בשבועי משום דו אמרינו מיגל אלו ביטאי נשפוי ואיתה למישנה אבל הוכה יש אני אחלילי מהחצי שלי שאין מי ספונו בחברי כל כך מילי מהכל שלי שיצטורך להויז לגם So the first parrot in the case of is because it's Miga the Hoza. Miga the Hoza lo yamrino. Because, why? Because, now, every time Shal Sheker is a Hoza, but there are degrees of Hoza. So in other words, if he says, Kulo Shali, so it does not involve as much Hoza, if he says Chetya Shali, so it does not involve as much Hoze as if he were to say Kulashal. So even though both require Hoze, sometimes we say Nigel Hoze, where one time, so the other part is not Machabishikre. And the actual time that he's saying, so the other part is not Machabishikre. Mashenke, the time that he could, the potential time, he would be Machabishikre. So then we say, it's Miga the Hoze. But in this case, both require involve Hoze. But there are degrees of Hoze. So where the potential timing involves more Hoze, then the actual time is also called Mige de Horte. Now the Gemara in Shavuos that them hey, when the Gemara raises the question, over Shavuos Hashomrim, there is a Shavuos Hashomrim, so if let's say the Shemir, is staying in so, let's say Shemasocha, is staying in so we have to swear. So Rove raises the question in Shavuos that them hey, why does a Shemir who is staying in so have to swear, let him be Nemon, with a nige, he could have said Lada. Now, so the Shemim say, in regard to that nige, that it's a nige not. In regard to that nige, and Rove doesn't say why, what the therapy. So the Shemim mentioned that the reason as to why a Shemir who is staying in so has to swear, and he's not potter of the Shvue, on account of the Mige, because he could be tail Adam, or even if the Pikodin was made by Eden, so he could have been tail Adartiloch. So why do we say that the Shemir has to say Nensu? The Shemir who says Nensu, so he's tail Nensu, so he has to swear? Why isn't he Nemon? To that it was Nensu, without the Shvue, because of the Mige, he could have said La'adam, or even if the Pekodin was made the Eidim, he could have said the Azar Tiloch, because it's in Mige the Hot. This is what the Rishayim says. It's in Mige the Hot. So the Rishayim in Mige says that the reason is why Yishayim here we stay. We stay in Nemso. So he has to swear. And he's not Nemon without the Shvue. On the basis of the Mige, he could have been saying La'adam, and then he wouldn't have to swear with the Raisa only now because of Shua said it. But otherwise, he wouldn't have to swear if he said La'adam is because Miguel Aftur and Mishwe Lamrino. This is the Teretz that the Rabbi is in Migashkit in Shua. And that's also Shita Saramba. Miguel Aftur and Mishwe Lamrino. And the Raya that Miguel Aftur and Mishwe Lamrino is this aloha. That is Shemeir when he's saying Enso, so he's not Nemon without Shua. Why shouldn't he be Nemon without the Shvue? Because he could have been Tehen Ladam. So Rabbi says, Migash and the Rambam, they both say, because Migel Laftura Mishvue Lamrino. That's the primary source for their halacha, that Migel Laftura Mishvue Lamrino. But all the other Rishonim who say, Migel Laftura Mishvue Lamrino, so what do they do with this kashe? Why the Shemir who says Nensu, why does he have to swear? Let him be Nemon because of Ladam or Zartiloch? So they say because it's a migalot. So there it's a migalot because the potential time ladam, so the buying the masjid would be makamishit. Mashenke in the shemer is saying, Nensu, how does the buying know? So the buying is not makamishit, so it's a real hot. Mashenke here, it's not. Here both we involve us. Even if he said, Kulosh, even if he says chetzishali, if it's a sheker, so it's hot, because he's makar b'shikre. Now the other party knows whether this one tells the truth or not. But it involves more, the potential time, it involves more than the actual time. So Memele, the Mekhi Yisuf says, this is also migedahot. That's the first step. Vei, a second therapy. Sheinem rin mige elobei se dobar atzmei shu teveya, oi kefer. Avo midobol midobolot. So he says, not a cloud. And the Mordechai, here in Bometzie, mentions this in the name of Rabbi Netam. That Rabbi Netam is the more of the Shmaiz. A big chiddush. That a name rin mige mi momen li momen. A name rin mige mi momen li momen. We do not say that what a person should have the monet on one moment just because he could be taken another moment. He could be taken another moment. Mi momen li momen we don't. So that's the second era. That's really Rabbi Netam's era. A name ring. Then the third era. They chiyilu hoyonei til chetzio, yeise hoyonei achleima chetzio, vishayitil kom viyosei, milei makulo, vishayitil elo chetzio. Ulfichoch, kishem shiyilu o makulo shuri, enei til chotzit anosei, afreim lechetzio shuri, enei til chotzit anosei. Vahen lamil biti sefti, kol shu dobor, enei til chotzit anosei. Then the third era. That when we say mige, when both times are equal, but if this timing, the actual timing, is better for him than the potential timing, then it's not a migdah. Because what's Nige? What's the rationale of Nige? In other words, if he wants to tell a lie, why does he have to say this? He could have said something else. But if he can figure out that it's better for him to say this rather than to say the other time, so in the name of there is no Nige. So in other words, the times have to be shkulis. But if the times are not shkulis, if the actual time is better for him than this time, so maybe it's not only better in the sense that it will financially it is better. No, even if it wouldn't make any difference to him financially, but if in his ego it will make a difference. In other words, if let's say he'll say kulishali, and then Bezdin will give him chetishali, so that means that Bezdin, that he did not prevail in the talk. After all, he claimed the whole thing and Bezdin didn't grant it. So that would be a blow to his ego. Bezdin did not grant everything that he claimed. Masha'in came, if he says chetishali, and then Bezdin would give him chetishali. Well, he's such an honorable person. I mean, Bezdin granted everything. So Memele, this time is better for him. Is better for him than the potential time. So the time is not shkulei. If the time is not shkulei, so maybe we don't say Nige. Anyway, we have three terutzim here in Nige. And the first teret is that Nige Dihoze lo yamrim. Now, why doesn't the Mukiyesef give the teret that Nige lehetze lo yamrim? So it could be that here it's not lehetze. That could be one reason. That it's not considered lehetze. It's not considered lehetze. Because it is Migalaiti only if we say, let's say, that in the second half, as to which they disagree, they have a machlekes, so one is a muzek in the half of the second half. So then it's Laiti. And if we say that Zeima Kulashali is Zeima Kulashali, so each one is a muzek in the whole, so Mele in the case of Zeima Kulashali is Zeima Chetishali, so one half is not the subject matter of discussion. So in the other half, each one is muzek in the whole of the other half. So then we could also say so that it's migalahit. But if we say that in the case where two hold on to our talis, so no one is muzek in anything, then it's not lahit. So it could be that the reason as to why the mutiasis does not mention the teret, the thesis is migalahit, because he holds that here it's not lahit. Or there could be another reason, because not all the Shemim agree with this concept that Migala Heitzel Yamrinon. Tesis mentions that concept, that Migala Heitzel Yamrinon. But the Ramban in Bulabasre, there in that Sukhya, he says that Migala Heitzel Yamrinon. He says in the Ritva, also says, here in Bulmutsiya, that Migala Heitzel Yamrinon. So maybe that's the reason as to why Mutiya doesn't give the teret of Migala Heitzel, because he holds that Migala Heitzel Yamrinon. So he has to give another teret. He has to give the teret that it's Nige Dehoze. Now, so the Mukiyesef lays down a cloud that Nige Dehoze lo yamrim. As a matter of fact, most Rishonim, they say that Nige Dehoze laftura mishvuya lo yamrim. But Nige Dehoze laftura mlomeine amrim. The Ram says that in other Rishonim. And the Ramban also says that Mige de Hose, Lachtura Mimumein Amrim, and the Ramban and the Ram, they mention the Beferische Gemore in Volobastre, that Mige de Hose Lachtura Mimumein Amrim, Mige de Hose Lachtura Mishwe Lui Amrim, so the Raya is from the Gemore in Mishwe Zaf Memhei, there were Robert mentions, my mal Yusin, in Kenshu as Hashomre. Hechav is kachat lo, so he should be Nemon when he says Nen, so he should be Nemon without a Shuyeh, because he could have said Ladam. That's what Robert says, that's on Hegen Shuyeh. Omre Robert, my mal Yusin, I'll mention this Gemara. I mean, the Mishneh in Shvuah that when Daled on the base mentions all the Shvuah of Mishboim Vnei. Because with Raisa we don't have a Nishba Benetel, we only have a Nishba Benetel. But there are a number of Shvuas HaMishne of Nishba Benetel. One of the Shvuas of Nishba Benetel is Sochi, a work. So if, let's say, the worker claims the wage from the Balabais, and the Balabais says, I already paid you, and the worker says, no, I didn't get paid. So Mideraise. So he would be potter, the Balabais, because he's a Kifar Hakka. I already paid. So in Yidea in Praticho, so he's hired Mideraise. But where the Balabais is staying at time is Bori, I know, I'm sure that I already paid you. So then he's a Kifar Hakka. So then he's potter. But the Chachomim more Misakein, that the Sochir has to get paid, is Nishba Benetel. Nishba Benetel. So that's one of the Nishboi Benetel. So this is mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis. Then the Gemara Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, when do we say that he's so Sochir? And the worker, the Sochir, says, no, Loi Paratam. So then the Sochir is Nishba Benetel. If he was hired, the worker was hired, so then he cannot say that. Avol sochei shalei beidi, miteich shiyocholei malei sechaticho meilom, yocholei malei sechaticho unstati lochoscholcho. So then there is no din of Nishba Benetel. That's what Shmuel said. Omer avitro ki yasha, he pulled to this halacha. Dechein omer avyeche, michlau di polikal vishlokim. Ike da amre mishta ave shoselevi, shoselevi. Ike da amre misha ave shoselevi, vishoselevi. Ist man ame omar ab nashem bach zid omar ab, lo ishanu lo shesoche beidin, avo soche shole beidin, mitech she yocheleim alo ischaticho meilom, yocheleim alo ischaticho nesati lo schol. Omar ome bach ame, kam om al yehoshmai. So that way, so om bach ame praise the din of Shmuel, and also the din of ab nashem bach zid omar ab. That the halacha of soche nishba benetel is only when it's soche beedin. But soche shaloi beedin, soche shaloi beedin, so mitech she yochalim aleim ischaticho meilom, yochalim aleim ischaticho vinosati loch tro. Omach, ome bachome, kame mal yoshmai. Ome lerobe, mai mal yusi. In other words, you praise this memre so much, in other words, you think that this is a real mikveh, this is a real mikveh, im kishvet hashomrim dechiyav rachmona yechem ishkachas lo mitich shiyocholim aloi lohoi yudvorim meilom yocholim aloi nens so he answered dafkit lebeid so again there is a migam mitich shiyocholim aloi avarte vu yocholim nens dafkit lebeid bishtof mich lau dita vayi svira lu amatit chavir lebeidin in tzorich laharzo lebeidin bishtar tzorich laharzo lebeid so in other words so the Ran mentions the name of Hasfira Goyen that actually Rove agrees that Shvuas HaShomrim is Chayev Shvuye, even if it's not Mafkid Leibishtar. But then the question arises, if he's not Mafkid Leibishtar, so he should have a Nige, the answer is, Rove holds, that here we don't say Nige, because it's a Nige the Hoz. So it's a Nige the Hoz, after a Mishvuye, we do not say. Or, Rav Yisus Niga says, that the reason is why Rove says, "My mal yusei inki shvuas hashomrim dechiyav rachmona yechem ishkachas lo." So what does he want from Rome Bachome? He should ask himself the kasha. Shvuas rachmona, the shvuas hashomrim dechiyav rachmona yechem ishkachas lo. And he couldn't say that Rove says, and Rove certainly holds that shvuas hashomrim is chayev even when it's not mafkid leibishtar. So why doesn't? So what is the teret? So the Tzor Rav Yisus Niga says that the reason is why Shemer is hired to swear an answer when he's not Nemo with the Nige. Because he could have said Ladam or Zaltiloch. And even if it was not Matkid Dishtah, so he still has to swear because Midlach to him is Shmuel Amrino. But Rove will agree with Shmuel's Din. That Loi Shonu is Shesoche Beidim. Aval Soche Shaloi Beidim Tich Shiyocholim Alei Shechaticho Meilom. Yochalim al Yischar Ticho, v'nesati loch srol. He agrees. Why? Because even though Rove holds that Miglach Tura Mishvuele Amrinon, but this Shvuele, which is only Tekoetz Chachomim, so in Migli's effect. But Rove Bachome praised it so much. So Rove Bachome did not hold that the reason as to why if the media is effective here is because this way is only the Kodesh Chachomim. So it really is effective to part of the Shvui. But because he prays it so much, so it's mashma that Chomer b'Chomer held on the basis of the general principle this media is effective. So he said, Shvui Tashomri, Zivir Brachmona, Yechem Shkarat. This is the Migash. But then the Ram mentions the name of Rafsriya Goyen because these Rishayim hold that Migal Aftur Mishvui Amrino. So why did Rove say, Omer Rove, my man, you say in Kishvui Tashom Lechir Rachmona Yechem Shkarat Lo? What will Rove himself say? The answer is, Rove himself will say, no, this kind of Migge is not a good Migge. Why? Because it's a Migge the Hod. And Migge the Hod after a Mishwe Loyam Rino. Because when the Shemer is saying Enso, so the Bible in the Maskid is not Makabashikre. If the Shemer will say Ladam, so then the Bible will be Makabashikre. So it's a Migge the Hod. So Migge the Hod after a Mishwe is Loyam Rino. Now, so Mimele, in the case of Sochir, even Sochi Shaloi Beidi. So, what do you say? We take Yochalimel is Rasticho Meilov, Yochalimel is Rasticho Satlus Chocho. Here it's also Migge the Hotin. Because if he'll say, Luis Rasticho Meilov, so then he knows that the Sochi will consider him as a thief, as a dishonest person. Mashenkein, if he says, Rasticho Satlus Chocho, so then he thinks the Sochi will be done with Kaskus. The poor Balabais is so busy with the payalin, so he forgets. So Memele is in the Hose. So, but Rove will agree with Shmuel's memory. But why will he agree with Shmuel's memory? Because since it's only Shmuel the Rabbanon, so even Nigga the Hose is enough. Mashenkin, Rome Bachome, but Medreise, Nigga the Hose would not be enough to part of Shmuel. Only this, because this Shvuyah is only the Rabbonot. But Chome Bachome praised it so much, Kamom Aliyas Orosh Maite. So in other words, he holds that this is a regular Migge, a real Migge. And it's not only here that we apply the Migge, because it's the Rabbonot. But even the Raise, even the Shvuyah the Raise, we could apply the Migge. So he says, how could you say, Kamom Aliyas Orosh Maite, it's a double poshu. It's not a Chiddush, it's a double poshu. So in other words, you consider it as a real Migge, not a Migge to pater a Shvuyah the Rabbono, but it's a real Migge, Kamon Aliyas Orosh Maase. It's a double poshut, so if it's a double poshut, so it should be effective even in Shvuyah the Raise. So if it's effective even in Shvuyah the Raise, so Shvuyah the Shomrim, the Chivra, Achon, Yechem, Shkachat, Lo. But what will Rav himself say? Rav himself will say, no, this is a Migge the Hose, and Migge the Hose, after a Mishvuyah is Loyamim. So the Ram says the Shvuyah, so Migge the Hose Lachtura Mishvui is Loyam Rino, Masheinke Migge the Hose Lachtura Mimomeine, so is Amrino. Migge the Hose Lachtura Mimomeine is Amrino. And he mentions the Feresh Gemorim Vobatre, that Migge the Hose Lachtura Mimomeine is Amrino. That's what I'm involved in Vobatre. Hani Yize de Achle Chushle Bin Adoy. So they were goats who devoured the seiri in a field in Adoy. Ose more chushle tafsino. So the owner of the seiri so grabbed the goats, and they claimed a lot of damages. Omar Abu Yedi Shmuel Yochel Litin Atki Deid Meir. So he is Nemon to the extent of the worth of the goats, he is Nemon. Why? Because to the extent of the worth of the goat, the boy Omar Likucha in the yard. He could have said that after all he had possession, he grabbed them. So he could have said, these goats, you sold them to me. And then he would prevail. Now that he does not claim that the goats were sold to him, but he says, they were not sold to me, but I'm keeping them because they ate up by saving. So he is them. The boy Omar Likuchet in the yard. Now, so the Ram says, but this is a Migge the Hose. What is Migge the Hose? Migge the Hose, the best Migge the Hose is if the actual time, so the other part is not Makabashikre, even if he's lying, the other party that such a connect wouldn't know that he's lying. Mashenka, the potential tiny, if he had presented the potential tiny, then the other party would be Makab Shifa. Now here too, what is the actual tiny? The actual tiny is, let's say he claims $100 worth the hefset. That the goat ate up savings in the value, in the amount of $100. Now, suppose he's lying. It wasn't $100. Suppose it wasn't $100. So is the bailim of the owner of the easy Makab Shikre, he wasn't there. He doesn't know. So he's on safe ground when he's saying that the hefset was $100. He's not Makab Shikre, he was lying. Mashenke, if he would have presented the potential time, Likuna Tim Biyode, then he would know that this person is a liar. So it's a real Migan Hod. And still, the Gemara says that he is Nemo. So we see that Migan Hod is effective. But how about the Gemara in Shavuot when Rabbi says, you praise the memory of Shmuel so much, you consider it as a Dovah Poshut, not as a Chidesh, which is only to be applied to a Shvuah of Takonet Chachomim, but could have no application to a Shvuah Daraisa. Because if you consider that only as a Chidesh, and that it's applicable only to a Shvuah Darabonon, like by the Shvuah of Nishba Veneitel of Socher, so then you wouldn't say, Kamo Ma'aliyo Shmait, you say, Kamo Ma'aliyo Shmait, so you imply that it's a double portion, that Socher, that Socher Shalim Be'edi, Miteich Shiyocholim Alei La'adam, so Yocholim Alei, Chavdichot Adlos Rocho, so you consider it as a double portion, not as a Chidesh. So it should apply to the rice also. So every shweh Hashem we make a mishkachaslo, he should be nemon without the shweh because of a nige. But we don't say that by shweh Hashem he is potter of the shweh. When a shemer is saying then, so he is nemon without the shweh. Why not? Because it's a nige de hoze. So nige de hoze. So Rove says in effect that nige de hoze is what I'm doing. And then the shemer mentioned another gemara, the gemara of. Omarabe, mit mal wat hier om mir nicht das teil nichtba. Khazo kein oder mir spon uns nur geben. So the reason is why you mir nicht das hat this way and he is not nemon without this way because he could have he had a mige. He could be kiver hakel is because he doesn't think, because to be kiver hakel requires a lot of hot. Requires a lot of hot much more than being a mir nicht. So we see that mige the hot is loyam genommen. Mashenkin the Gemara here in Borobasre, that one is wrong. Hani is it achla chushma the Nardoye, so the Gemara says that the Migah is effective. So the Rani Shvuyah says, and obviously there is a distinction between Lachtura Mimoreine and Lachtura Mishvuyah. So Migah the Hoze and Lachtura Mishvuyah is Loyam Rinos. But Migah the Hoze, Lachtura Mimoreine, Migah the Hoze, Lachtura Mimoreine is Amrinos. So in other words, so it's a Gemara Mifureshet that Migah the Hoze, Lachtura Mimoreine, is Amrinos. So it's a Kashi against Mikayesef. How does Mikayesef say that the reason is why the one who says Chetz Yeshali is not Nemon with the Migah that he could have been saying Kulushali is because it's Migah the Hoze, but Lachtura Mimoreine, so Migah the Hoze is Amrinos. Only Lachtura Mishvui is Amrinos. Now, then we'll ask, so why does Gemara mention this Mike Ligabi the Shwe and the Gemara gives a teret. Now Tesis itself says, Kid I'm gonna be more high Mike group and the paper and the Shwe Abishum Darumi Kamari. So Rishayim say, because just as Rishayim say over there in Shwe, that Rove only says my mal use. So in other words he disagreed with Rome Bachome. Because Rome Bachome assumed that this Mige of Miteich Shiyoche Leimalei, Lois Chatzicho Meilom, Nema Leimalei, Chatzicho Nesatudos Chocho, he disagreed with it. He agreed that we apply it, Ligabe Yishvue Sakonet Chachom. But not Kama Malyuse. So it's a special Kule, that in a Yishvue of the Rabbono. So, but all the holds, but where there is a Yishvue the Raise, then Mige de Hoze, does we loy amrino where to shvei the raise, but he agreed with Shmuel's member. He is only chilei kan rove vachome because he said kame malusha or shmeise that Shmuel's member is a davar poshut and it has general application. It applies to his Swedish rice also. But he, so far as that way is concerned, is so Miguel is effective. Why? Because it, so because since it's a Swedish Rabbanon, so Miguel called the who is enough. So Mimele, that's why here the Gemara applies this Miguel in the Kashe to pattern him from his Shwe. Because this Shwe is only the Kodesh Chachomim. So since it's only the Kodesh Chachomim, so even Miguel the Hode would be effective. And the reason is why he does have to swear is because of Arumi Kamar Ari. So he doesn't have even a Miguel the Hode. But if not for Arumi Kamar Ari, then he would be put, the one who says Chachishori would be potter of the Shvuye of the Kodesh Chachomim. Ligabi Shvuye the Raise, so Miguel the Hode, but Miguel the Hode, after the main, then we say, that we say by the Raise too. So the question is again the Mukiyesev, how does Mukiyesev say that the reason as to why the one who says Chetishori is not Nemon with the Migay, it could be Tayan Kulishori, because it's a Migay the whole day, but the Gibor that one is wrong by Hani is the Dachlech who's living in Ardoye, says in so many words that Migay the whole day, last two and one main, I'm Gino. So we have to say, that the Mukiyesef holds that when Mukiyesef gives the parrot that the reason as to why the one who says Chetishori is not Nehemon with the Mige of Kurashori is because Mige the Hodele Amrinon, now the Ribon gives the parrot because Mige the Hetzel Amrinon. Now Mukiyesef doesn't mention Mige the Hetzel, he mentions Mige the Hodele. That Mukiyesef also includes in the parrot of Mige the Hodele Amrinon is included Miguel Hayes. But Mukiyesef says, you see, Teisves Teres Rivon says Miguel Hayes is Loyam Ginon. He says, so according to the Rivon, even if it wouldn't be Miguel Hode, so Miguel Hayes is Loyam Ginon, that's the issue. The Mukiyesef holds, Miguel Hayes, if it's not Miguel Hode, so is Amrinon left to him. So Miguel Hayes, Miguel Hayes, if it's not Miguel the Hode, it's Amrinon. But if it is Lehetzi and Miguel the Hode, Loyam. Now here is both. First of all, it's Lehetzi. So the Mukiyesef can also hold that it's Lehetzi. So it's Lehetzi, and then it's also Miguel the Hode. So Miguel the Hode, Lehetzi, Loyam. This is what the Mukiyesef. This is what the Mukiyesef holds. In other words, so maybe there is no kashe from the Gemara Bo Basre, because Gemara Bo Basre, Bahani is the Dachlech Hushod in Ardoye, so he already grabbed these. He already grabbed these in payment for the damage that was done by the Ize to his Seir. So maybe there, it's in Migad Hode, but it's in Migad Hode Lahar. Mashiach can hear the one who says, Chetishari, if he would be Nemon, to take a whole head, if he would be Nemon, to take a whole head, and the Mukiyesef apparently holds that it is that when in the case of Zeyna Kulashari, the Zeyna Kulashari, so each one is in the whole thing. So maybe in the case of Zeyna Kulashari, Zeyna Chetishri, so one head is not Mutal Bitsofin, but the other head, so each one is in Muzik in the whole of the other head. So Mimele, it's Miguel Lehetzi. Miguel the Hode Lehetzi. Miguel the Hode Lehetzi is Loyam. Bashein came the morning for Basre, that's what I'm at. There it's Miguel the Hode Lehetzi. Miguel the Hode Lehetzi is Amrino. But the question is this, why is it so? Why should we say that Miguel the Hode Lehetzi Loyam? And Miguel the Hode Lehetzi is Amrino. Taisa Shite is, the Revolt Shite is, that Miguel Hayes is Loyam Gino. Even Mahamadi is Loyam Gino. Miguel Hayes, I'm sorry. Even if it's not Miguel Hayes, Miguel Hayes, even if it's not Miguel Hayes, is Loyam Gino. Is Loyam Gino. And the Mukiyesef Shite is that if it's Miguel the Ein and the Hode, Lehayes is Am Gino. So he agrees with the Ramban. And the Rit, Mashenke, if it's Miguel the Hode, Lehayes, that is Loyam Gino. But why should there be a difference between Miguel the Hode Lehetzi and Miguel the Hode Lehar? Now, if we'll understand the reason, the distinction between Mige de Hode la Aftura Mishvuya Loyamdino. And that's many Rishayim say that. That Mige de Hode la Aftura Mishvuya Loyamdino. And that is, and they have the two Gemore as they more care for that. The Gemore in Shvuya Zachman Hei, why is a Shemeyam when he says the Ensu, so he's not Memon with a Shvuya, with a Mige, that he could have been taken Ladam or Adarti. Why? Because it's a Mige de Hode. So Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. And also the Gemore of Rabbe, the Maum Roteiro, made him a tiny Mishvah. If we'll understand the reason, the distinction between Mige de Hode la Aftura Mishvuya Loyamdino, and that's many Rishayim say that. That Mige de Hode la Aftura Mishvuya Loyamdino. And that is, and they have the two Gemore, as they more care for that. The Gemore in Shvuya Zachman Hei, why is a Shemeyam when he says the Ensu, so he's not Nemon with a Shvuya, with a Mige, that he could have been taken Ladam or Adarti. Why? Because it's a Mige de Hode. So Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. And also the Gemore of Rabbe, the Maum Roteiro, made him a tiny Mishvah. And he's not Nemon with the Mige of being the Kippur Hakel, because Hadokino makes fun of Bachele. So again, Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. So we have two Gemore. That's me, according to many Rishenim. That Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. All the Rishenim, who are Chilikan, the Rimiga Shite. That Mige Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino have to say that Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. So we have two Gemore. That Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino. But Mige de Hode Lachtur and Mimomeine is Amdino. Why is that? If we'll understand this, we'll be able to understand the Mugiyesu Shite as to why Mige de Hode Lachtur Loyamdino, but Mige de Hode Lachtur Loyamdino. Now, what is the Rimiga Shite? That Mige Lachtur and Mishvuya Loyamdino far. Even Mige de Hode. So, Mige, now, because I mentioned in the name of the Ramban, the Ramban Ksuve says, the reason is why the one who says, Mi who became with Nemel Achil de Truma, with Nemel Ashir Isho, why shouldn't it be Nemel Ashir Isho, together with someone else, is because of Mige? Not because there is no Mige, says it says. Even if there is a Mige, but there is no Mige is ineffective with Gabi Yus. Because since it requires Eides, so what is Mige? Mige is Yichoche. So Meshav Aaron is certainly Yichoche. So we must have Eides, and no Yichoche are effective. So why Bamomen is Mige effective? Because of Nemonis of Valdor. Nemonis of Taine of Valdor. So Memele, the Rimiga shows that the whole din of Nemonis, the whole din of Mige, the effectiveness of Mige in Momen is based upon Nemonis of Taine of Valdor. Not as a bit. But because of the monet of Tanya Valdoro. So maybe Lachtura Mishvuya we cannot say. We cannot say Lachtura Mishvuya. Because if the Torah is Mechayev, is someone in Shvuya, whether it's a Shemer or maybe Mixas, whatever it is. So what does it mean? What does Shvuya mean? Shvuya is not in Mixas, say. Let's say Shemer who says Nem, so is Mechuya Vishvuya. If it's Mixas, Mechuya Vishvuya. So what does it mean? He's Mechuya Vishvuya. Mitzvah, I need to take a Shvuya. On the contrary, the Gemara in Shvuya says, in regard to those who swear, soon no more or show you. So it's much better not to swear. But of course, if he doesn't swear, if somebody is higher than Shvuya and he doesn't swear, so what does he have to do? He has to pay. Let's say he made a mitzvah. He says, Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100, you didn't pay. And Shimon says, $50. I owe you $50, I don't owe you. So he has to swear. And suppose I don't like to swear, I never swore in my life. So what does he have to do? So he has to pay. So shvuya really means that the baldovor is not nemon except with an oath, with a shvuya. This is what shvuya means. Maybe the mikzak is chayav shvuya. What does it mean, chayav shvuya? Not that he is mitzvah to take a shvuya. If he doesn't want to swear, fine, Torah will blow. If he doesn't want to swear. But the Torah says, you are made the mikzak, you are nemon and you're tiny. What do you say? You owe him only $50, not $100. So you are nemon and that tiny only with an oath. Without an oath, you're not nemon. So maybe we cannot say migal after a mishwe. This is the whole lumber of the Rimigash in the Rambam. Because what is migal? The yisod of migal is nemonet of tiny baldovo, but where there is a gzeras hakosuf, that is chayev shvuye. So the gzeras hakosuf implies that the baldovo that made a mikzah, the shemer who says nemso, is only nemon with a shvuye. So the Torah says you are only nemon with a shvuye. So memele, you cannot be nemon without a shvuye. That's the reason of the, or that's the longest of the gemara. Now, the Rishayim, the other Rishayim, most Rishayim are chayit on the shita of the Rishayim of the Rambam. And they say that Migal after the Mishwe al Milo. And the best raya of all these Rishayim is the Gemara of Chavim, the Ma'am Vateva, maybe Mikta Tatayna Yish. So the Rishayim will have to explain it in a different way. With the Ma'am Vateva, maybe Mikta Tatayna Yish. And Kifar Hakel, nah. So why is it kifach hakel not nishba? Because chazokin on the base one of the achilah. Teisus mitzvah mentions that pshat, and Teisus rejects it. But the pashtes haloshin of the gemara, the mamu matir tzayin nishba, is not in kifach hakel not. But the mamu matir made tzayin nishba. Let the mikdash be nemon without the shvuy, because of the mikdash. So it's a raya that nigel after the shvuy amino. So then comes the teretz of chazon. Even the maids born is Nibal Hele. That means it's Migah the Hod. So Migah the Hod, they last through a Mishwil Amino. But Migah the Hod, last through a Mimene is Amino. Men of the Shane say it. So I mean, Migah the Hod, they last through a Mimene. So he's Amino. I mean, that the Mokian is the Gemorian, that's why I'm involved in Basra. So what's the Pshat? So it's in the same way. Now, why does the Rimigah say that Migah the Hod, last through a Mishwil Amino Klam? Even if it's Migah Deinose. Because the Rimiga shows that the holy soul of Migah is Nemonet of Tainel Baldovo, not because of Biro Bitne Asne, but because of Nemonet Baldovo. So maybe if somebody is Mechayev Shui, what does it mean? That the Torah says that the Baldovo, the Baldin, the Miliksav, the Shemeir, has Nemonet, is Nemon only for Shui. But without Shui, is not Nemon. Without Shui, is not Nemon. So maybe how can you be Nemon with the Migah? So then you'll be nemon without the shvuy. And this is a gzeras hakosuf. You are only nemon if you swear. So the other Rishayim, who are chilek on the Rimigash, they say that there are two halachos in Migah. First of all, Migah can be effective. Certain Migah can be effective as a biro b'tnas. Teisa Shitin Suvis is certainly like that. Because Teisa says the only reason as to why he's saying nemon lashi isho is because since lashi isho he requires the cooperation, the testimony of another person. So in many ways, it's not shayach me. So in other words, so there is no me. But if there had been a nige, he would be nemon. As what? As a yochot. So in other words, so these rishayim hold that nige, certain niges can be effective because as biro b'tnas without nemonis of time. Let's say with Abay Lashia Isho, if there have been amigos, so I call it Tatus, there's also been Migay. There is Tachaya to say in the morning of Tane Baldovo, Bitiras Biro Bishneat. Bitiras Biro Bishneat. So that's one halacha. Then there is another halacha. Even when it's ineffective, Bitiras Biro, so it is still effective, Bitiras Nemonis of Tane Baldovo. Now, where is Nastimine? When can we say that Migay is effective, Bitiras Biro Bishneat? Without resorting to the lemonet of the baldovo, of the baldin, that is, if it's a migah deinahot. So then it's a good psychological effort. Because, in other words, if it's migah deinahot, what is the migah deinahot? In other words, so the other time is just as good, the potential time is just as good to this person, to the tayer, as the actual time. time, so in the other time, the other Baldogo would not be Makabe Shikrei. Or the extra time is also Makabe Shikrei, so it doesn't make any difference. So then we have a good Echokas. Why should this person lie? Moshech, if he had been ready to lie, he could have said the other time. Why didn't he say the other time? Which is just as good. It's not Makabe Shikrei. Or the extra time is also Makabe Shikrei. So then we have a real Echokas that he's telling the truth. Because if he hadn't been interested in telling the truth, he could have presented the other time. So it's a lie, he tells the truth. So it's a source of evidence. So it's a proof with the atme. It's a bill with the atme. We don't have to resort to the mnemonics of time. Or the baldog. Mashenke, if it's that this is so, if it's a migadenidor. But if it is a migadenidor, if it is a migadenidor, so then we cannot say there is a hoche that he's telling the truth. That he's telling the truth. Maybe without his demonic, without his testimony, as a bureau of Nazareth, what kind of a chore is it? Maybe, let's say, in this case, of Hani Yizedoch Lechushma de Nodoye, how can we say we have a conclusive proof that he's telling the truth? Because if he hadn't been interested in telling the truth, if he had been ready to lie, why didn't he say another lie? No, he is ready to lie, but he doesn't want the Baldin to know that he's a liar. He wants to lie, but the other people should think that he's a truthful person. So Memele, when he says that $100 was the hefset, was the value of the sale in the Isnaf by the goat, so then the other person doesn't know that whether he's lying or not lying. So that he's ready to do, Machenki to say Likuka Miyodi. So then, the other party would be Makabe Shikrei. That he doesn't want. He doesn't want that the other person should know he's a liar. So maybe we have no Yechokhet. So Yechokhet, but still the Gemara says that it is effective. So it's effective not with Teiras Yechokhet. It's not effective with Teiras Yechokhet. It's effective with Teiras Mnemonis of time. That's our Yechokhet. That the Baldovo has Mnemonis on the actual time, inasmuch as he would have had the money on the potential time. So why is it effective? It's only effective if there was the money of Tanya Baldovo. If it's the money of Tanya Baldovo, so then we can distinguish between Maharvik and Lehi. If it is effective, as it be obviously Atme, so this is the source of evidence. It determines the objective fact. If the objective facts are determined, so it's determined. So it's effective even Lehechi. But Mashenke, well, it's not effective as a biro b'zne'atme. It's only effective b'teiras nemones of time of Baldovo. So then we can say he has nemones leharzik, but the Baldovo has nemones leharzik, but he does not have nemones Lehechi. So that's the pshat. So that's the pshat in the mediator. Now the mediator gives the territory here. That the reason is why the one who says Chetzi Shali is not Nemon with a Miki of Kulushali because it's a Miki Dehod. Now, the question is, for the Rami Shmuel mentioned that it's a Gemara Mifreshes in Borob Basre, that one is wrong. A Bani is a Dach Lechush Ledin Adoy, that a Miki Dehod is effective after the moment. The answer is, over there, the Miki Dehod that is effective is a Harvey, because he's already in Murzak in the Gold, in the East. So Miga de Hose, Leharzik is good, but Miga de Hose, Leheitzi is not good. What's the difference? The answer is this. The Mekeisa holds that there are two Alokhes in Miga. One deal of Miga is, certain Migas are effective as a Biro B'Sneatme. Wherever it's effective as a Biro B'Sneatme, and we don't have to resort to the mnemonics of time or the Baltavo, so there it's effective in Leheitzi. But which kind of Miga is effective as a Biro B'Sneatme? Only a migadein in the hose. But a migadein in the hose, we could not say that it's a deal of the atme. But even a migadein in the hose is effective on the basis of another aloche of mnemonis of taine of Baldovo. Since migadein in the hose is effective only because of mnemonis of taine of Baldovo, so he has mnemonis only leharzik, he doesn't have mnemonis leheitzi. So in the mele, there is no stire between the Gemara and Volbasre and the Mutiyese Saloch. All right, we'll leave it.
Hey, sir. Oh, you can hear about the corner. The teacher says, what I'm willing to say, I bought the Beheska corner. I'm sure it's a mighty cold room. Kidding, she got to get a costume. So, teacher says that when we say, I bought the Beheska, only when he did it, it's mighty. But that mighty is not a king in itself. So if the habote, the hefker, involves tirche on the part of the person who tried to be deichene, so then it's a kinyan. But where there is no maite, so then it's habote is not a kinyan, even a hefker. Now Rashi says something else that koshitches here. He says that when we say habote behefker kone, so if he's mabit lishemre, in other words, so there's a difference. There are two kinds of riyah. There is a riyah, a person looks at something, he sees it, but he doesn't do it with the kavone to watch it. So then habote behefker is not kone. Mashenke, when we say habote behefker kone, when he looks at it and he doesn't go away because he wants to watch it. So mainly it's no kashi. Call it a Rashi. Here the Gemara says the Beria Baalmer will call it. That means if a person just saw the Chesed, the Mitzvah, without Kavone, and he doesn't keep on looking at it with the Kavone to watch it, so then it's no Kinyan. But when it's about the Hefker Kinyan, call it one washing the Gemara, if he looks at it with the purpose of watching it so that nobody else should take it away, it should not get lost and so on. But apparently Tesis is chelik and lash. And Tesis holds that it doesn't make any difference whether he looks at it just like this or he looks at it in order to watch it, if it's not coupled with the mindset, so then it's no king. All right. Now, Omar HaPopi, the same as similar Rashek. So, Omar HaDi, Reishe, B'Shia, 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 this is where we left off. So the question is, why does the Mishnah have to tell us both cases? Of Zeymer Ani Mitzasiyo, the Zeymer Ani Mitzasiyo, of Mitzie, and of Mekacho Memcha, of Zeymer Kulosho, and the Zeymer Kulosho. So the Gemara says it's Rich. The Yiton and Mitzie, Hava Amin and Mitzie, who the Romer Rabbon and Shurale. If the Mishnah had mentioned only the case of Mitzie, that it's Yahweh could be sure, so I would say only in Mitzie. So it's Yahweh could be sure. Mishim de Meir of Roma, Chavaro Yelav Midechotabo. Ezel, it says, we are spalling by it. So is Meir ahead. Avo mekachomemcha. The lekele me maroche. So that he's Meir ahead there. So the Meile in Eloi. So what would I say in Eloi? In Eloi, that it should be Chilkin without a Shvuah. Now, Tesis explains it. Tesis is very explicit on this Gemara. Rashi is very obscure. But Tesis says as follows. Diton mitziyeh mishim di meire vorm achav roi lav di dachot. Likach tov. Avo gav she yidea she chavir imot. Virom rabonin shvuah alei kidei she yif. Avo mekachom memcha. Dilek le meim aroche. Sheim yidea. So I could say that only by Mitzvah is Yachleiku with a Shvuah d'Avke, without a Shvuah not. Why is it necessary to have a Shvuah by Mitzvah in order to deter the person, one of the parties? Because sometimes it's possible that one party knows that the other party picked it up, and still he claims that he picked it up. Why? Because people like to be mereheta. They use their own common sense, their own stupid common sense. And they say, after all, I mean, I didn't deprive him of anything. This is a mitzvah, something new, so I might as well enjoy it. Why not be hit? I need it more than him. He doesn't consider it as a big aveya to take it away from him, in as much as it is a mitzvah.
So, Mimele, the Shvuy has, will serve it first. If that is the case, we don't know that that is the case. It's possible that Abaye Baradore Agbo. That's one possibility. But there is a possibility that one of them, one of the two parties, knows that the other party picked it up first, and then he came and grabbed it, because he thinks it's not such a big avere to grab it from him, because it's an issue. But, so if he'll have to swear, so then he'll be deterred. He'll be deterred. Ma she'in kein gabei mekach o memcha. That mekach memcha. So monevshech, if he knows that chavir ikono, so he has to be a real gamet in order to come and say that he was Canaan. So the melee, if he is, so we are not appreciate him that it is so. So we are not appreciate that he is a real gamet. So then we say, why does each one claim that it is? Because in good faith, he really feels that way that it is his. Because as the Gemara applies the case, the Mishnah, to the case where both gave money, and Chav Nidaiti, Chav Bal Korche. And so each one, in good faith, thinks that the Mecha was misrata to him. But so if that is the reason as to why each one claims that it is his, because in good faith, he really thinks that the Mecha was misrata to him. So Shvuy will not serve any purpose. He will not be deterred by the Shvuy, because he thinks that he is really entitled to it. The Mecha was misrata to him. So why impose the Shvuy? It wouldn't serve any purpose. So I would say by Mekach Memcha that it should be held without the Shvuy, because Shvuy would not serve any purpose. Because we have to presume that each one claims that it is his. In good faith, he claims that way. So come Ashkelon, that even by Mekach Memcha, so he has to swear. So, Avo Mekach Memcha, the Lekele Nehmeroche, Shim Yedea Shechavir Ikone, Lo Yave Tofis, Umeni Tofis Bo, Sobo Shaloyu, Venifrat Tameche, Kedimotik Lekamon, Yinoka Zute Mitavaye, Eime Lo Yishba, Vimishim Shvuel Yisrei, Shari Sobo Ulei Meremet, Komash Milon, Dafilo Hoche, Yishba. Now what do you mean Komash Milon, Dafilo Hoche, Yishba? What do you mean Komash Dafilo Hoche, Yishba? So Dafilo Hoche, Yishba, because we don't presume that each person in good faith thinks that the Meicher was Nifrat. And in other words, so we presume that the Meicher was Nifrat, that each one claims that it is his, not in good faith. So since it's not in good faith, so the male Shvuy can serve a person. No, but we did. So then the Loshen of Tesef is Komash Milon, the Yishba. But the Loshen, the Afilo Hoche Yishba. Afilo, even so, what does it mean even so? Even though it is true that each person really, in good faith, assumes that the Melech was a prophet to him, still it is. Because if the Pshat is, Komash Melon, that we don't presume that each person in good faith thinks that it's in bad faith, so he shouldn't say that Afilo Hoche Yishba, so Teyah should say Komash Melon the Yishba. Because we don't presume that way. See, it says that the Russian Dafilo Hoche Yishba. So in other words, we blend this, that by Mekach Memcha, so each party in Sovo, who they maremet. But in spite of the fact that each person is Sovo, they maremet, Shvuy still has the purpose. Why? Because, true, it's not that the Maskone of the Gemara is saying that each person is not Sovolein Meremes. But true, each person, we can presume that each person is Sovolein Meremes. But still, Shvuy has a purpose. Because he's Sovolein Meremes, but he knows in his heart that this is not a certainty. After all, I mean, did the Mecha say? Did the Mecha say, I am in so many words? So it's not that he is certain. He thinks he has an umdala, he's with his domain. He thinks that the Mecha was a kata to him. But he knows very well, he knows very well, back in his mind, he knows very well that this is not a certainty. This is not an absolute certainty. But he thinks so. He thinks so. So Melee, if we impose upon him this way, so he might be deterred. Because after all, if he doesn't have this way, so a person relies on his umdala, even though he's not sure about it. He's disposed to assume that way, that the Mecha was instructed to him. So that's good enough. The umdala is good enough to claim the money. But Shvue is more humble in the minds of people. So since he is not, it's not an absolute certainty in his mind that the Mecha was instructed to him. So there is a possibility that because of the Shvue that is imposed by Bezna upon him, he will be deterred from taking that place, that house. That's how it's mashma, because they didn't wash that lochi. The heche shevada in the sovel leimar emet, she gave the story in kolechot and near kio, she echot mehen tein sheker bimeti, oil she gave in shnai maduk in ishta, to the tamot, hotom pshita di achleik of ishwe, thou the ishwe vada yisri, the hoshi, the hoshi da momene, we hoshi that way. So he says, but in the case where we know that both parties could not act in good faith, like for example, like where is Father Rama? Well, Amir Aspio. So then it's a pshitet. So there it certainly has to be held to Ishwe. Because Choshet Amomene is the Choshet Ashwe. From the contrary, so Shwe has a very important purpose to deter the one who is the Rami. Alright, now this is how it takes place. Now let's see what is Rashi was. The Meir of Roma, Meir of Hetal Atme, Lechis Boboloi Mishan. Let me see. Lav Mida Chotar in Masik Fu, Bechinom Bole, Vavulei Terech, Avol Beka Homem Ha, Dilekel Emei Mahoche, ואף אגב שזה גם הוא נושא נסמוריס למייחיה, כי להתמין על לקמון דינוקת מתווי אחד מדייתי ואחד בעל כוחה. Now, the Hava Min of the Gemore, in the Kashi of Lear, the Zul Manoka, so the Hava Min of the Gemore was, that it's not as Zul the Mechat. And then the Gemore, his answer, לא יצריך לדינוקת מתווי. And the Maskoni is, that the Mishnah has referenced the case of no kazuze mitavai. So he says as follows. If the Tana had mentioned only mitzia, we say only by mitzia, it's yachleiko bishvuye, av omekach omemcha, dolek olemem aroche. But, gabi mekach omemcha, we cannot say that, vav agashe gamzuna. No, so the question is, but the maskon of the Gemara is that mekach omemcha has reference to the case of not that not at Mitavaye. So over there it's also Shayach Meiretere. Bavogashik Amzeu Nosan Samoy is with it. Kid it minuli kamon is not at Mitavaye. Had Mudai till had the Hokon. Ukshiachli for you to the Hotimeiso is the Hotimeiso. Afilohoche, he saw in web. Do you have a story law? But even though it's not a Mitavaye, so it's still a chisom. I mean, even the psychology of people is a chisom, because Al Pidin is always a chisom. It is also a chisom, because if let's say Ruvein made the Hakboye 1 second before Shimon, and then Shimon held on to the tower, so he's mechaferin, because it's already Ruvein. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference whether it was his for 50 years or it was his just for 1 second. But in the psychology of people, so in Mitzia there is no chisom, because it's something new. So only Mitzia in the psychology of people, it does not involve any chisom. Masha'inkei metach memcha, Mechamarchara would say that the Zeya, it couldn't be a chloe for the Shuri, because it involves a chitzot. Vamo gab shikam zuon asim oifim lechim amtino tam lechit avaya chan daiz chan lachoche, uch shi a chloe ko yitzu zechot in eiso, zechot in eiso, afil hoche chisor in eiso, gilu have a tzorek lo, le have a maader abad chole mizdene, vizeh she bolach lei, vili tei chot i domin, shalwe kedim chas, vajmi shalwe kedim, even in his own psychology, even in his subjective thinking, so is shalwe kedim chas. So, alu mekach omem, alu mekach omem aroche, Ein Eloi, so what is in Ein Eloi? So what Ein Eloi? So in Mele, he should be Chilek. He should be, so he should be Chilek without Yeshua. Why? Because there is no, without Yeshua, why? So you could read Tesis Pshat and Rashi. You could read it, because Rashi is not clear. What does it mean? Now we'll make Chomem Chadlekele Meim Arochem. So you could read Tesis Pshat and Rashi. But all the Rishayim, they don't read Tesis Pshat and Rashi. And they all assume that Rashi does not explain the Gemara. Avol mekachomemcha dilekele meimahoche. Avol mekachomemcha dilekele meimahoche. So that means, because mekachomemcha, it's not shayach to sovu leimahemeh. So I'm mekachomemcha. I mean, Rashi doesn't explain like they say, that by mekachomemcha, it's sovu leimahemeh. It's sovu leimahemeh. So the mele, Shmuel will not return, because he is sure that he's telling the truth. He's acting in full faith, in full good faith. So they don't read it into Rashi. Why? Because if Rashi had meant what Teisa says, so he can schot on a sefer, why doesn't Rashi mention that? And since Rashi doesn't mention it, he says, V'zeh shebolach l'glit in chotidomim, shalo ikidin l'chafrei, so it's mashma, in other words, that this person is acting not in good faith, on the contrary. He's relative to Mitzia, he's acting in bad faith. Because by Mitzia, so there is a mirror head. That's how it's mashma, some of the Rashi. So some Rishayim say, so there are two pshotim in Rashi. There are two pshotim as to how Rashi really explained the Gemara. So one pshat is, v'zeh shebolach lo yimita chotidom shalei kitim mechas, right? So mele, there is no mirror here. If there is no Meiratera, so if the Tana of the Mishnah had not told us Mekachomemcha, so then I would say that by Mekachomemcha, even in the case of Nokat Zizim Tavai, there it's possible to argue that there is Meiratera, but after all, you could say he doesn't suffer any loss. But if the Tana of the Mishnah had not mentioned Mekachomemcha, so then I would say only in Mitzia where there is definitely a Meiratera, where a person is apt to assume that there is not, it's nothing wrong with taking away, grabbing somebody else's Mitzia. I'm not the Chaper. So Meile is not Choshud Amomene. If he's not Choshud Amomene, so Meile is not Choshud. Well, even in the psychology of people, so it involves a chisson. So if, let's say, one of the parties grabs the talent while knowing that he is not entitled to it, so that means he doesn't care for himself yet. He's choshed a moment. If he's choshed a moment, he's choshed a shuit. And as a matter of fact, there are a few Rashis further in Shnai Morzin, which indicate that Rashi Shite is that choshed a moment is choshed a shuit. Even though the Gemara Rav Yechanan says, hello, me lo yamrinu, me choshed a moment, choshed a shuit. So Rashi holds that this is only Rav Yechanan holds like that. But the other Amroim holds, me choshed a moment is choshed a shuit. So this is how some Rishayim explain Rashi. So he says, "V'zeh shebol achleit avol mekachomemcha dilekele meimahoche." So there, so I would say that mekachomemcha, even by noket zuzen itavayet, so So, there is no mere pere. Mi mele is the choshet amomene. So one of the parties is choshet amomene. And if it's choshet amomene, so it's choshet a shwirte. So shwir cannot, so we cannot give him a shwir. So mele it should be chilkin below shwir. Not the state says, so it should be chilkin below shwir because he acts in good faith. But on the contrary, it should be chilkin below shwir because he definitely acts in very bad faith. In very bad faith. Without a yoraseta. I mean, even in Mitzia, it's best faith, but L'chol HaPoches, in Mitzia, it's in best faith, but he is Meir Heta. But by Mechomemcha, it's in full best faith. In other words, there is no Meir Heta, I would say. So, Memele, Migil Choshet HaMomen, Choshet HaShvuyete. So he should be Yachleifu without the Shvuy. So, Komash Milon, Mechomemcha also. In what case? Of Nokatizim Tavayu. So what does the Mishnah tell us? That even by Nekachon Memcha, there is a Meretir. Why is a Meretir? Because after all, Gamun was a Moish Lemoish. But if the Mishnah hadn't told us Nekachon Memcha, then I would say that there is no Meretir. So, Mashmul Nekachon Memcha, and Nokatizim Tavayu, that by Nekachon Memcha, where it's Nokatizim Tavayu, there is also a possibility of Meretir. That's why there is a Shwe. But in the name is, there will not be any Meire Teire. If there will not be any Meire Teire, so then, it will not be held in the Shul. Not be held in the Shul. And then the Gemara says, Vito le Mekachom Memcha, so I would say, Mekachom Memcha, who the Gomer, Abon and Shvu Alei, Mishum Ni Meire Goma, Chavro Yedome Keyoi, Vano Dome Koyivne, Hashtag it's Michalim, D, Ashkele, Ano, the Chavrei, the Israel, Michalim. It's not a counter, I would say, by Mekromemcha, there is Meir HaTeire. So it's not Choshed HaMomene. So Memele is certainly not Choshed HaShweite. Avu Mitzie, there is no Meir HaTeire. Yolek Lemei Maroche, Emele, so it's Choshed HaMomene. So Choshed HaMomene is Choshed HaShweite. So Memele, he should not swear. So he should be Chilki, below Shvue. Komash Milon, that in both there is a miracle. That's one pshat in Rashi. Komash Milon, that in both there is a miracle. So that's why it's Chilkin Shvue. But if there will be no miracle, so then there is no Shvue, according to Rashi. So why does Gemara say Leimu Matzis Yoloi Kisumche? Di Kisumche from a moment I'm with the Sofik is Chilkin Yoloi Shvuo. So the reason, so Gemara could say the reason is why here there is a Shvue, because we are presuming that he is Meir HaTeire. So we impose a Shvue in order to determine. That's what they all ask. And then, how about the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, Shvue zut akonet chachomi, shol yekelechot veyachot hilach vitikis talihi shol chavirei, veino shalui, lepshali, vinem imi yuchos damon lechos dam shvue, te lo yamon imi yuchos damon lechos dam shvue. So, one Rashi in the Rami is, that there are some Rishayim would say, that according to Rashi, so there is a machlekes asuri. There is a machlekes asuri. So true, Rabbi Yochanan holds that lo yamrin on migid choshet amomene is choshet ashwese. So mele, there is a shwe. So there is a shwe even in the case where there is no meiretir. Even in the case where there is no meiretir. But Rapopi, he is chelik on Rabbi Yochanan. This memory is mentioned to Rapopi, the same Rav Simba Rashi, Amor Tadbi. Reishin Tzirzi Mekamemcha, Uchrich. Rav Popi is chelik on Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Popi holds that Migi de Choshet HaMomene is Choshet HaShweite. Migi Choshet HaMomene is Choshet HaShweite. And Mele, Rav Popi holds that this Shvuye is only to deter, so that he should not claims somebody else's mummy that he knows belongs to the other party on the basis of the meritia. On the basis of meritia. So in a chaname, according to Rakwape, in the case where there is no meritia, since Migi the Choshit Amomini is Choshit Ashwese, so there will not be Yachwei to be Shwese, it will be Yachwei without the Shwese. There are some who say that way. We are Yachwei without the Shwese. So Rav Popi is Chelik and Rabbi Yechonen, and he is also Chelik and Abaye. Because Abaye says that the reason as to why the Chachomim impose the Shwir upon those who hold the Talit is because of Yuvay Shemom Yuvay Yishonim Yishmiol. So Rashi explains that Abaye also holds that Migid Choshet Amomene is Choshet Ashwir. In other words, not like Rabbi Yechonen. So then the question arises, if Migid Choshet Amomene Choshet Ashwir say, so what purpose will the Shwir fulfill? Monevsheh, if he's telling the truth, so what? Why impose the Shwir upon him? And if he's not telling the truth and he's ready to take away somebody else's mummy, so he will not be deterred to his Shwir either. So why the Chacham impose the Shwir? So because we anticipate the possibility, maybe this person, he knows that it's not true. Let's say Reuven and Shimon both hold on to the Talmud. Maybe Reuven or maybe Shimon knows that the other party really picked it up first. So why does he claim that it is his? Because it's possible that Reuven, even though Reuven knows that Shimon was the one who picked up the Mitzvah first, but Shimon knows even all that, which he refuses to pay. So now he gets an opportunity to collect. And that, even though that is not a wonderful thing either, I mean, that is not allowed, that's also against the deal. If Shimon knows him and all that, so he should come to Bezdin and mention that claim, not present a false claim and use that as a means of collecting and all that. That he's not allowed to do. But this kind of a thing, many people are certainly miret. This kind of a thing. Are certainly miret. So he's not kosher that moment. So Meneva the Shwur will fulfill a purpose that if we tell him to swear, Shwur Shiyeshli Bovaili Bopochet Mechetio, so then he'll give it up. He'll give it up. But actually he's not the kosher that moment. So Abaye also holds. So Rashi says that Abaye is chilei kan Rabbi Yechonen. Abaye says, holds that Migi the Choshet Amomene is Choshet Ashwese. So then you ask, so how can he swear Monevsheh? If he tells the truth, so he tells the truth. Why swear? If he doesn't tell the truth, so he'll swear too? I mean, it will not be true. So the answer is no. Maybe he doesn't tell the truth. But, so yes, if he doesn't tell the truth, so it's Choshet Amomene, so it's Choshet Ashwese too? No, he doesn't tell the truth. Because he has an old debt against the other party. So he's using this as a means of collecting all debt. So he's not really Choshet Amomene, even though this is illegitimate. But he doesn't think so that this is illegitimate. So he's not a Choshet Amomene. If we impose the Shwur upon him, he'll be deterred. He'll give it up. So according to Abaye too, so the Shwur should apply even to a case where there is no Meira Teire. Because true, there is no Meira Teire in respect to this specific situation. Let's say Chizmitzie or Bechamemcha or Dokatuz and Tabaye. But there is another Meira Teire because of the Milvi Yishona. And as far as the Meira Teire of Milvi Yishona is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mitzie or Bechamemcha. So he's made a tailor to grab somebody's money in order to use it as a means of collecting for an old debt. So Rav Popi, so we have to say, so that some Rishonim would say, that according to Rashi, Rav Popi is chelik not only on Rabbi Yechonen. He is even chelik, he's certainly chelik on Rabbi Yechonen, because Rabbi Yechonen holds, Migid Choshet Amomene loy Choshet Ashwese. And Rav Popi's whole tzricha say is based upon the premise that Migid Choshet Amomene Choshet Ashwese. And Rav Popi's whole tzricha say is based upon the premise that Migid Choshet Amomene Choshet Ashwese. So that's why I could say, if the Tanna mentions only Mitzir, there is Meira Teire. Mashein came by Mekachomem Chah, even in the case of Nokat Zuzim Tavaye, there is no Meira Teire. Komash long that by Mekachomem Chah, in the case of Nokat Zuzim Tavaye, there is also Meira Teire. But in the case where there is definitely, where there is no mera tere, where there is no mera tere, so then it will be chintin below Ishway, according to Abaye, even where there is no mera tere, there is a general mera tere, because of the possibility of milve yishono. So obviously, according to Rav Pope, we don't anticipate a milve yishono. So mele, and Rav Pope agrees with Abai on one point, that Nigel Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwese, so Mimele, according to Rav Pope, this din of Chenkin Bishwue is to be limited to a case where there is definitely a Meiratir, where there is definitely a Meiratir. So then, the Shwue fulfills the purpose of deterring it, but where there is no Hechoche, that is Meiratir, of a Meiratir, so then it will be chilking below Shwe. Then it will be chilking below Shwe, according to Rapport. And the Gemara Kashi, where the Gemara says, Leil Masnish Miloi Kisumchas, the Kisumchas, Toma Momen Amut, Mesof, Chilking below Shwe. So why is it here? After the Shwe? So according to Rapport, there is no Kashi. But this Kashi, the Makshin, here, agreed with the other Mandoma. With the other Mandoma. Not with Rapport. So that's why the Gemara is the kashe. We must be smoky tumchas, but according to Rav Pope, there is no kashe, we must be smoky tumchas. Because here, there is, it's not chilk in the loish word because of a special purpose in order to deter it.